Were there many changes for pregnant women with diabetes between 1973 and 1998 when you left?
Well, yes, I think people increasingly recognised that the thing that would improve the outcome was for their control to be as good as it could be, and also preferably that we got their control excellent before they even conceived. It was a dream that you would have it excellent before they conceived, but we tried. The thing, of course, which then made it easier to get nearer to that was when it became possible for people to test their own blood sugar, because that way then they could aim for better control. We knew what was happening. And also with the measurement of the hemoglobin A1s, that you could know what it had been like over a period of time rather than just a spot, right, they're at the clinic today and their blood sugar is such and such. And we were able to aim for tighter control, because in the old days, before people could measure their own blood glucose, when you were treating them on urine sugars, or that's what they could only use themselves, then they had no way of knowing that they were the difference between what we would call as near normal as possible without being hypo. Whereas with measurement of blood glucose, then at least you could get closer to ideal control without pushing people into hypos all the time, which is obviously not desirable either. So I think that the modern technology made it easier to aim for tighter control. It didn't necessarily mean it happened. And especially in the teenagers, I mean, they weren't very good at control at the best of times, but they did try. But quite often they might be pregnant before they even thought about it. So it was never going to be a perfect situation. But the pregnancy was a great motivator to them as well as to me. And sometimes you could really establish a good relationship with a rather wayward diabetic pregnant youngster. And sometimes it actually carried on after they were pregnant, that they suddenly realised that looking after their diabetes properly and being better controlled was worthwhile. And it was a very good way of forming a relationship with the diabetic, because they were just so much more motivated when there was something else involved than just themselves. And I think it was really the part of my work that I found the most satisfying. But even in the non-pregnant situation, you could aim for much better control once diabetics could measure their own blood sugars. They vary about how well they did it, but it was certainly a big help.